This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association Board has announced a unanimous vote to endorse Deputy Mark Hollister to be the next Chippewa County Sheriff. Hollister has over 15 years of law enforcement experience, currently serving as a deputy and as a courthouse security officer, and is running against incumbent Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes. In their endorsement, Wisconsin Professional Police Association officials said they believe Deputy Hollister possesses the integrity, leadership ability, and professional experience to serve effectively as sheriff. A number of Culver's locations in the Chippewa Valley will participate in a fundraiser this week. From now through Sunday, participating Culver's locations will donate $1 from every lemon ice cooler sold to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin. Participating locations in the Chippewa Valley include the Culver's on Brackett Avenue and Gulf Road in Eau Claire, as well as on Commercial Boulevard and Chippewa Crossing Boulevard in Chippewa Falls. More information on the fundraiser and participating locations is available on the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. Ashley for the Arts organizers are encouraging Western Wisconsin residents to get their tickets for the annual music festival. Officials say the three-day festival will once again take place at Memorial Park in Arcadia from August 6th to 8th. The event will feature a number of well-known musicians, including Keith Urban, Gene Simmons Band, and Foghat, as well as art and other family-friendly activities. Tickets for the festival, as well as more information on the performers, activities for kids, and parking are available on the Ashley for the Arts website. The pilot of a single-engine plane was injured in an emergency crash landing in Polk County over the weekend. Authorities say the plane experienced engine failure while flying to Minnesota after fueling up at an airport in Menominee. The pilot says he attempted to reach the Amory Airport but was forced to attempt to land in a field about a mile and a half away. The pilot was injured in the crash and flown to Regents Hospital, but authorities say he is expected to recover. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the circumstances of the crash. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "the beer that made Milwaukee famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louie location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swing the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang, Hamilton, wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A warmer day today with sunny skies, high temps in the mid-80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the low to mid-50s. Rinse and repeat for Wednesday. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Chance for some showers, maybe a storm on Thursday. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.